This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Sometimes what is perceived as bad economic news may be not so bad, depending on your perspective. There was the news that the percentage of unemployed in the nation actually went up last month. It was not 3.8%. That jobless rate bounced up to 4%. But the payrolls grew. According to that separate survey done by the Labor Department, more people were working. From This Week in Agribusiness, that news that the EPA administrator was gone was greeted by many of my farmer friends with enthusiasm. Many were upset about Scott Pruitt's handling of the renewable fuels program. One farmer pondered, though, whether Donald Trump's pick of a successor might be even worse. I don't read the obituaries every day. Some people say they do that, you know, just to make sure that theirs isn't there. But I'll zero in on an obituary sometimes if I think the story about that person is interesting. And one of those across my desk monitors this week was the news about the president of the Jewel Osco supermarket chain. That chain, centered in the Chicago region, has stores over the Midwest, 187 stores. And the man who'd been president only a few months died after a brief illness. Doug Sagan, who was just 55 years old, had spent his entire career with Jewel. His story is an engaging one because he started with Jewel as a 17-year-old who chased shopping carts outside the Jewel store, or at least that's what he thought his job would entail. Doug then learned from that very first experience at a Jewel store more than 30 years ago that he was expected by the store manager to help that shopper get to their car with the groceries and then return the shopping cart. It was an early lesson that Doug Sagan learned about customer service, and it carried through with him in his career at Jewel. He told an interviewer last year, "It taught me the right way what I should be doing. Take care of the customers first. And I still do that today," Sagan said. "If I'm in a parking lot and see someone needs help, I help them, even if I'm there shopping myself." In another sidebar in Doug Sagan's obituary, among his survivors, in addition to his wife and five children, are two brothers, Rich and Scott Sagan, both of whom are managers of Jewel stores, and both have been with the company more than 40 years. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.